This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And get your weekend started early this Friday with a special broadcast of the Midday Show. That's our show at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come out for all the food, drink, and scenic views as we get you ready for another big sports weekend. That's Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That'll be me and Abe out there in Kennesaw on Friday hanging out.
It's been a while since we've been out on remote, it feels like.
It does.
I may have missed one. I think you guys may have been at Buckhead one day.
Maybe. But yeah, no, you're right.
Like
it has been a while. Now, we had the Father's Day event, which feels like 100 years ago, because that was the first day of my, and then I had the next week off, right? So that was kind of the first day of my vacation. I'm sure you guys talked about it early last week. Maybe
yeah,
you didn't.
A little bit.
What a wonderful time that was at Lazy Dog. It was so nice to meet all the listeners that came by, and really cool that everybody, you know, that it was so important to them that they either bring their families or my favorite. And I'm so bad with names. I need to work on this as I, you know, as I meet more people. But there was a listener whose wife knew how much he loved the station and knows how much he listens, who entered the contest for him and was selected. And the way that she told him that she was going to bring him to the Father's Day dinner was she texted him, "Hey, make sure you're listening to Dukes and Bell today at 4:40. And she was on the air and told him live on the air that she was coming and that they were going to the dinner together. Got a chance to meet him and everybody else. It was really, really fun. Really, really great. But yeah, that's the last. That was sort of a remote because I know Dukes and Bell were there. We didn't broadcast from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that was a really, really good time. We'll get back into some NBA offseason conversation. I have not talked really at all besides mentioning it about the Kevin Durant trade yesterday. I haven't had a chance to talk about the Desmond Bane trade either from last week. I'm sure you guys did. And then Drew Holiday traded from the Celtics to the Blazers today for Anfernee Simons as well. I'm sure there's more trades coming before tomorrow, and there'll probably be some trades tomorrow night
as well.
And
there were some signings. Daniel Gafford got re-locked up. And a couple of, you know, I didn't throw all the signing because that doesn't impact us.
Sure. We also have some audio from Hawks general manager Ansu Sala, who addressed the media for the first time as the general manager yesterday afternoon. We played you the quote that he said about Trey. We'll get to some of their draft strategy stuff. And I want to hear this one about him and Landry Fields just sort of having different vision. I don't know if he'll elaborate on what his vision is, but maybe he will. So we'll let you hear that as well. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. But before we do any of that, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Let's start with this story that was broken by Pablo Torre. Pablo Torre exposed an agreement that I guess the NFL and the NFLPA decided that they were going to both keep quiet, that the NFL had...
Is it colluding for them to both agree to keep it quiet?
Isn't that collusion, too?
That feels like collusion.
I want to try to simplify this as much as possible because so much of this is probably very interesting to like lawyers. And it's probably very interesting to some of the players who feel like they maybe got squeezed out of some guaranteed money. This to me feels like one of those things that happens in sports and certainly happens in the NFL where we're all kind of like, yeah, we kind of knew that was happening. And we probably don't care that much about it. Maybe you care a little bit about it, but I don't know that you care that much about it. Ultimately, what was found was that following the Deshaun Watson, like, fully guaranteed $230 million contract that the Browns gave him back in 2022, NFL owners essentially were like, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not giving up-and-coming veteran quarterbacks fully guaranteed contracts. Let's make sure we don't allow this to be the precedent. They can't prove that that happened because it's very hard to prove collusion, but there's a lot of evidence in the report from Pablo Torre as well as Mike Florio for Pro Football Talk that that is indeed what happened. Now, ultimately, the NFLPA decided to say we couldn't prove that enough owners did it in order to really make a big case out of it. The NFLPA also agreed to keep this quiet because the president of the NFLPA, J.C. Treader, said a bunch of mean stuff about Russell Wilson in a text message that he didn't want out there. So, I mean, I don't think anything comes of this, but it's not surprising to any of us that go back to that offseason and think about, well, if Deshaun Watson got 230 fully guaranteed, surely Russell Wilson, and this is, remember, this is like pre-disaster in Denver, Russell Wilson, surely Russell Wilson will. Or surely Lamar Jackson is going to, or surely the quarterback, and no one has.
See, but I disagree, because I remember the conversations at that time being no one else is going to be getting a fully guaranteed deal.
Right, just because the Browns did it, no one else is that
dumb. Just because one team's dumb enough, right,
yeah.
And whatever. And part of it was the battle, if you want to call it that, between Atlanta and Cleveland, and maybe they felt that's where they had to go to get the deal done, whatever. But I remember the conversations at this station and nationally being, this is a one-time thing. You're not going to be see this becoming the norm.
Yeah.
And it hasn't. It never was, in my opinion, going to become the norm. It's still, to this day, 5-6 years later, 4 years later, isn't the norm for fully guaranteed contracts.
Right.
I don't think it will ever be the norm.
I don't know.
And
maybe, probably not.
To tie that as collusion, when it was such an, we all said at the time, it was a wild outlier.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said at the time. I do remember obviously thinking that it was an outlier and that only the Browns would do it.
I definitely know Randy said that this is not going to be a thing.
Well, that the Browns had to do it in order to get him, because it was the Browns and the Falcons that were competing to get Deshaun Watson in that offseason. But I also do remember talking about it like, well, okay, fine. Like, that's fine for an owner to say, but I'm an agent and my quarterback's better and that's the new standard. So I want that. And
you can ask for it.
Sure. And of course guys have.
And here's the difference with collusion, right? Collusion is all of the teams agreeing to say no to that ask.
Right.
Not collusion is 30 teams individually saying no to that ask.
Right. I also think both things can happen and you're never going to find
out.
Correct. I think it's very easy for owners or the whatever it was, the what was the committee that was cited in this thing? The group of owners that are sort of on the competition, whatever it's called.
Management Council?
The Management Council.
That's a terrible name, by the way.
To be like, wow, the Browns gave Deshaun Watson $230 million fully guaranteed. I'm not sure I would do that with my veteran quarterback. And then they all kind of like raise their eyebrows and look at each other and no one says anything.
A little nonverbal communication?
Yeah. There's just like an agreement that was made, a knowing glance that everyone shared together in that room, which is kind of collusion, but also isn't at the same time. That's the hardest part about proving collusion in cases like this. Like, there's been various accusations of collusion in the NFL over the last decade or so regarding quarterbacks and otherwise, but you can't prove that they did.
I just ultimately think there's so many situations where, because a lot of this is probably a GM discussion to an extent, where the GM individually would never have given out that deal to begin with,
right?
And isn't going to start. Didn't need an email or a memo.
Right. There's not going to be any paper trail of all of the owners
from the management council to come to the idea that, like, just because they did it, we're still.
Hey,
not
you guys
going
for
to.
Sure aren't doing this, right? I don't want to do it either. Great. We're good. Great.
You think they use WhatsApp because it's encrypted?
Is it?
I don't know. Not really, but they tell you it is.
What's the one I use? I got one. Hang on a second.
I bet it's not encrypted either.
No, nah, probably not.
They all
Signal.
Say it is.
I use Signal.
Yeah, sure. That one's the one that's supposed to be encrypted, and then like the government got in trouble for using it.
It deletes my messages, Abe. No one's going to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so
there.
Did Snapchat.
Oh, it did?
I mean,
but then if you took a screenshot, it would tell them.
Sometimes.
Which is a real snitch move.
Yeah.
More like snitch chat. I wanted that picture for myself. You know what I mean? Just keep it to yourself. Don't be out there sharing that kind of stuff. It's neither here nor there. Let's hear John Lynch talking about extending their veteran quarterback, sort of veteran, Brock Purdy.
Brock's our quarterback, and that was a, you know, an easy kind of think tank session. Like going into this offseason, is this the guy we want to be our quarterback? We all looked at each other and said, absolutely. And we went to work on doing a deal. And Brock wanted the commitment from us. He has shown tremendous commitment and ability to lead our team. And so it was too much like right, as they say. And we had to get it done. So we did.
Yeah, they had to get it done. I'm interested to see how it plays out. Like, we understand the most important factor in that offense, Christian McCaffrey being injured all the time, certainly doesn't help. I would love to be wrong about this because Purdy seems like a good dude, and it's a cool story.
But
I think that him getting all of that money,
yeah,
and meaning that you can't give a lot of money to other guys that,
yeah,
helped rise the,
come on,
you know,
get
raise
there.
The ships around there. I don't think it's going to work out great. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think Brock Purdy's that
yeah.
good, basically, is what I'm saying.
The comment of...
But maybe he is. Maybe he is. Maybe he is.
And I'm with you. I'm with you to an extent. Like, yeah, maybe he does prove me wrong, but, like, the comment of, yeah, we had to pay him. Like, no, you didn't, man. Like, he's a seventh-round pick, and maybe he's that guy. Maybe he's not.
But
and
he kind of did, though, because they won a lot of games with them, and he saved their ass from the Trey Lance thing, and what are they going to do otherwise? You can't just keep bringing back Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why not?
Well, at some point, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be 45 years old.
But you find a 28-year-old
Jimmy
G.
New
Jimmy.
I know, but that's the thing is, like, you can't expect them to keep being able to go back.
This is
going to
be a bad example. I already know I'm walking into it, but whatever.
Do you think if you say the thing you're going to say is bad before you say it, that it makes it less bad?
I'm hoping you say that's not that bad.
Okay. All right, let's see.
How good would the 49ers be with Kyle Shanahan as OC? Because I think, or as the play-calling head coach, because I think that's a big part of the Brock Purdy thing.
Oh, I agree.
If instead of Brock Purdy for, what is he making, $50
million? Something, a lot.
It's Jameis.
I don't know. I really don't know. I would like to see it. But, like, that's such a gamble, though, to be, like, every couple years. You're
I think paying a quarterback $50 million over the next 4 years when I think the head coach has as much to do with the offensive success, and now you lost a significant playmaker because of that contract.
I know what you're saying.
That's all.
I know what you're saying. I don't think it was that
Again,
bad.
Again, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe he is a difference maker.
Yeah, no,
I haven't seen it.
That's where I'm at, too.
Is enough, like, to commit there yet.
Maybe they see things in him that they haven't had to use yet.
He has played great even in the playoff losses.
He has. And there's numbers that stack him up favorably in big-time moments against some of the best quarterbacks in the league. I just think, like, Sunday in, Sunday out, he's not one of the best 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. But he's being paid like it.
Yeah.
And once you pay a guy like that, he has to play like it. Otherwise, your team's not going to be any good. So, I don't know. I will assume that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch know more than I do. But they did draft Trey Lance 3rd overall, and that really was a disaster. So, who knows? Quarterback evaluation is a really hard thing. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some NBA offseason conversation. Spend a few minutes on the Kevin Durant trade. We'll let you hear from Anse Salah, the Hawks general manager, his first media availability yesterday. Also wonder, like, we're looking at all of the injuries in the Eastern Conference in the playoffs as how does this help the Hawks? I think it complicates some of the decisions for some of the other Eastern Conference teams as well. We'll get into that next. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll let you hear from Anssi Saala, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. His first media availability yesterday ahead of tomorrow's first round of the NBA draft, in which the Hawks hold two picks, 13 and 22. We'll probably do a little bit more draft like specific stuff tomorrow just because, I don't know, people know two or three of the names. After that, it's kind of a crapshoot. The Ace Bailey stuff is fun. But we can get into some of what the Hawks might do at 13 and 22. And, you know, obviously, hopefully, whatever they do there works out for them. But we didn't get a chance to really get into this yesterday, just given everything that was going on with the Braves and then obviously reacting to Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And Kevin Durant got traded to the Houston Rockets. And that was one of the destinations that, you know, we really talked a lot about once they lost out in the playoffs, given that that's exactly what they need. Like, they had a really nice core group of young players, but really didn't have that guy you could get the ball to in crunch time to get a bucket. And now they do. And my opinion, they didn't have to give up that much to get him either. I mean, Jalen Green, who they were ready to move on from anyway, Dylan Brooks and the number 10 pick. And then you look at what the Suns gave up to get Durant not that long ago. Like, there's a reason why, you know, franchises kind of stay where they are. The Suns had that brief moment with Chris Paul and Devin Booker and previous ownership, and things were pretty good. And Matt Ishbia takes over and is just an absolute meddler, and it's been a disaster since he took over ownership of that team.
Which is funny because I remember a lot of people being excited about him coming in as kind of a guy that very clearly wants to win.
Yep.
Kind of a Mark Cuban type, a big fan of basketball, separate of an ownership thing, and he's very committed to winning. And it really wasn't brought up in the mindset of, is he going to get his hands dirty more than he needs to? And that's just where it's been.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. It's the, maybe I'm alone.
Well, it's one of those, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, normally when a guy comes in with all of that money and all that passion, from a fan standpoint, that's what we want, right? Like, we're always quick to complain, and understandably so, about corporate ownership groups that care more about real estate than they care about the product on the field, as long as the product on the field has people in the stands. Like, ultimately, winning is nice, but it's not necessary for making money. It's nice to have a guy that's genuinely invested in trying to win games, but sometimes they can get a little bit over-invested, or they can think that they can spend their way to it. Because, again, this is one of those criticisms the Hawks have taken on a lot over the, you know, over the Tony Ressler era, is the whether it's unwillingness or they just haven't done it yet, of spending into the tax. The Suns are $150 million into the tax, and they're a disaster. So just throwing money at the problem doesn't necessarily fix it.
And I agree with that. I don't think it's necessarily a money thing. I think it's hire basketball guys and then let basketball guys do their job
That's right.
That's where it gets it to me.
That's what I love about
it. Because I would love the owner spending money.
Of course. Of course. You love the passion. You love the wallet.
But maybe I don't need you traveling to Europe scouting some 19-year-olds.
I just don't need your opinions then.
No. No, man.
No, I need the passion, the support, and the money.
You want to work on a modified, slightly redesigned logo?
Sure.
Have at it.
Sure.
Have at it.
Change the font slightly.
Get your hands dirty there.
Build a new practice facility.
Stay away from the draft cards.
Yeah, we're not interested in your scouting. But you know what? When you sign the checks, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
By the way,
the double-edged sword of professional sports ownership.
I know we're kind of used to this in the NFL, especially as we're set to enter training camp, but it appears, according to Yahoo Sports, that Luka Doncic is entering best shape of his life summer.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. Luka's on the diet. He's doing some cardio. Funny how that works.
Best shape of his life.
Get called fat publicly by the team that drafted you. It's funny how that'll motivate you to maybe work out a little bit. And it's funny, too.
Also the LeBron thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Do you think LeBron's like, hey, man, just get in shape for 2 years?
Look at me, I'm 40.
Give me two years.
Look at
years.
You, you're 25.
Just give me 2 years.
I should not look this much better than you do with your shirt off.
We'll get you a second Supermax. And then you do, when I'm gone, you do whatever you
drink
want.
Drink all the beer
just
you want.
Just give me 2 years.
Get in the hookah bars and drink whatever you want, okay? I also saw a funny reaction to, I think Mike Bell tweeted it out, like all the alcohol that was left over in the Thunder locker room.
A lot of lightweights in there.
Mike was like, yeah, Gen Z doesn't drink. And that is statistically true. Like, it is a generation that drinks a lot less than previous generations. Somebody replied to the tweet that they said, yeah, but remember when Luka had a beer and then they freaked out and traded him? Good point. So maybe there's a little bit of beer or drink shaming going on in the NBA.
You think Luka Evers just like points to Joker? Was like, well, he's pretty good, fat and out of shape. What about me?
Although he was fatter. Remember pre-COVID Joker?
Yeah.
Came back a little slimmer and then started winning MVPs and championships and all that kind of stuff. Let's hear Kevin Durant find out that he got traded live on stage at what was it called? Fanatics Fest? At Fanatics Fest. No idea what's happening.
You're headed to Houston.
You got traded to Houston.
We're going to see, man. We're going to see that. We're going to see.
Oh, okay. So that was him finding out on stage that he got traded to Houston. We will see.
Sure, it was.
Yeah, he knew.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Kevin Durant gets some say in these sort of things.
It's okay. Like, he wasn't blindsided by it.
No, he was happy to go there. I think it makes sense. Obviously, Houston had a really nice year last year. Were they the number one or number? They were the number two seed in the West. Obviously, the Thunder were the number one seed.
Yeah, I think they were.
The number two seed in the Western Conference. They lost to the Warriors. But they have some nice pieces, and again, that's exactly what they were missing. And they have a great coach. So I love it.
That's part of it to me, is having him there. He's got a relationship with KD, right?
I believe so.
Udoka.
And
what you said to wrap up last segment, not a massive package.
No. No, not. Indeed not.
No. But I think you get the point.
I do get the point of what you're saying.
By the way, the second round pick thing continues to be hilarious to me. Like when Conti's like, they could trade back, get some second round picks. I was like, we gave up five for Sadiq Bey. They tacked on five for this KD trade just because no one wants second round picks.
No one does. But
zero interest.
But you can throw them in. They're like, they kind of even out the money sometimes.
I know.
Yeah. They're just like, they're like the in an Easter basket, you know, when you get an Easter basket as a kid and it would have that fake grass in it. You need it in there to fill out the Easter basket.
I think if they
were... The second round pick in the NBA is the fake grass of the Easter basket.
I don't think you're allowed to, but I think if you were, there would be a team that would be just like, and our next 13 second round picks.
If you were allowed to trade 20, 40 first rounders, I think you're only allowed to go 5 or 6 years into the future. If you were allowed to go 15 years into the future, absolutely teams would do it. 100%. Sam Presti would have 15 first round draft picks in the 2050s.
Yeah.
Like if he was allowed to accumulate that far into the future. I know we've been looking at what happened in the East playoffs since it happened, and one of the biggest injuries that took place was in the first half of Game 7 of the NBA Finals. So add obviously Halliburton to that list from a Hawks perspective and what it could mean in terms of them going for it this offseason. I have to wonder, like, if I'm Giannis and I see all this stuff crumbling around me in the Eastern Conference, does that make you more likely to stay in Milwaukee? It's like, you know, I don't know. Like, the Celtics are out of it for a year. The Pacers are out of it for a year. The Knicks don't even have a coach right now. I know everyone's adding the Bucks to that with Dame being injured, but that wasn't working great anyway. Like, Giannis and Dame had never really gotten it rolling the way that people thought that they would, and injuries were part of that even before the devastating Achilles injury. I just wonder if that makes it easier for them to talk Giannis into staying in Milwaukee.
I would think it would go the other way. Is that if I'm Giannis, if I think I can get Milwaukee to an NBA championship solo, I don't think I could go to a team that I feel has already got a couple other pieces and take them to a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, we'll use Atlanta just because whatever. And we can get into tomorrow. I've got some questions about, like, if you're going to make a big move and what are you willing to part with. We don't even get into that right now. But, like, Giannis coming to Atlanta, partnering with Trey, feels like an easier path than Giannis trying to do it all solo in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Or, and it doesn't have to be Atlanta. It could be Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It could be if there's a path to Cleveland or Detroit. There's a lot of teams where it's like, why do it all solo, which is what I view it to be in Milwaukee.
That's pretty much what it is now.
Without a little bit of help elsewhere.
Yeah. Let's hear from Ansu Sala, the Hawks general manager. We'll skip the Landry Fields one. I'm interested in it. Maybe we can get to it tomorrow. But let's hear him talking about what they're trying to build in terms of the Hawks culture.
I think a cool thing about, like, when you look at, like, OKC, I think when you build a culture and have a program in place, that's really important to players. Like, the city, for sure. I think we have a clear competitive advantage with our city of Atlanta. But you have to have a foundation and stability within the organization to get that. Players care about that stuff, and I think people just think it's like big market or whatnot. But, you know, there's guys that end up going to OKC because it made sense for them, and now they're NBA champions.
I would love to follow that up and say, what does he think the competitive advantage is of the city of Atlanta? Because I think that too. Unfortunately, it has never been true. Like, there's never been any proof in the pudding there that the Hawks being in Atlanta is a competitive advantage. I think it should be. I mean,
it brought Alexi Maranchuk.
Yeah.
Big hip hop head.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Among other things.
Yeah, that's true. I just have always felt that way about, and it's not just like the city is awesome, but also this is a city that is populated by a massive amount of basketball fans. Like, you see the NBA Finals numbers in markets that aren't like the home markets. And Atlanta is always one of the top markets in terms of watching the finals. If the Hawks were ever to get there, it would be insane here. It was insane here when they got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
So I agree with him from that standpoint. I would just wonder why it's never mattered.
Well, it's also, that's a Hawks discussion. That's not an Atlanta discussion. There's a ton of NBAers who have houses here and live here either during or after their career. They like the city.
And don't be tweeting me about side chicks, because I've heard the theory and I find it hilarious and I know it. But you don't have to tweet me about it, because I am familiar with it. I still don't buy it. I don't buy that people refuse to play here and sign here in free agency because all of their side chicks are here. But maybe, though. I don't know. Crazier things have happened. And if that actually is true, that would be a competitive disadvantage, wouldn't it? Somebody should throw that at him. Hey, have you ever considered that too many of these guys' side chicks live here? That's why you can't get the free agents?
I would love
to ask a general manager that question.
Can we get into the argument of like, well, are they in Atlanta or like...
Too close to Atlanta.
Buford.
Yeah, but too close. They can drive over.
Inside the perimeter, outside the perimeter. They live along a MARTA stop.
Is that something that you guys consider when talking to free agents to try to come and play for the Hawks? Because every time we bring it up, fans tweet us about it. Is that something that guys do not want when they're signing in free agency? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dylan's goat right here. Thanks, Drake. All right, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get back into the big story of the day. The Braves beat the Mets in game one of four last night. Ronald Acuna, fantastic again. Spencer Schwellenbach, also very, very good. Spencer Strider on the mound today, so we'll get into that. Brandon Adams is going to join us likely in studio at 1:20 as we'll talk a little college football with him. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute. From right now as well.
Twitter is, you know, one of the things we talked about it the other day. I had a relatively successful second date.
Yeah.
And just while we were talking, the idea of why I'm still on social media came up. Mm. And separate of like the work benefits in the industry that we're in.
Yeah.
And
that was a really interesting. I had a lot of conversations about social media and getting off of it with a lot of young people at my brother's wedding over the weekend.
Separate of the work aspects of it, we need to be connected and find out what's going on. And I think there's no better place. You could do it a different way, but I don't think there's a more economical way to do it.
Yeah, it's an easy way to get breaking news.
But we also did have to give credit to, like, as toxic as it can be, like, once or twice every couple of months, there's some sort of event that makes staying on social media happen. Like for me in the sports world, the morning that Scheffler was arrested, Like those like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like the memes that came out of it just were nonstop. It was one of the funniest 5 hour stretches I've ever seen on Twitter.
There is stuff that is made funnier and more enjoyable because of social media and watching people's reactions on social media. That's the main reason I stay on it, honestly, is there's a lot of people that are funny. Like if you can avoid the nonsense, which it's not that hard to avoid it. Like even doing this job, it took a little bit of time with the mute button and, you know, being, I don't know, friendly or approachable on the app or whatever it is that trying to get rid of all the negativity. It really is pretty funny, especially like we talk about this all the time. Like Atlanta Falcons losses are brutal and they have been brutal year after year after year. They find the most creative ways to lose. But Falcons fans oftentimes find humor in that and then put it on social media, and the pain and the frustration of watching them blow yet another game to yet another inferior opponent on a Sunday afternoon is made a little bit less terrible because Falcons fans are so hilarious. Same thing with Hawks fans and some Braves fans. Braves Twitter is a less fun place, I think, than some of the other ones. But
yeah, a little too serious.
But yeah, I mean, that's why I'm honest, because people are funny.
I've been laughing in the break because I stumbled onto one of the Barstool Sports guys who they're calling him an overweight, hefty basketball player.
Okay.
With nicknames like Matthew Delva Donuts and Obese Toppin. And then one of them is just Zion.
Or just Luca.
It's not a nickname. Right. It's just Zion. So there's a bunch of them on here. It's very funny.
Yeah,
and
those are good.
I had a tough time keeping a straight face in the break.
Yeah, those are good ones. Those are good.
Made all Twitter worth it today.
Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So I've got a couple of other pieces of audio from Fanatics Fest. But before I get to that, I actually just ran across this about 2 minutes ago and was able to convert it and bring it here to y'all. This is Chris Sale's good friend AJ Przinski with a slight kind of update from foul territory on how Chris Sale is doing.
He said he'll be okay. I talked to him. He said he'll be okay. Don't worry, Braves country. Two small rib fractures. So I don't know what that entails, but I love that the Mets fans were like celebrating that he got hurt. There's Mets fans who are like, why'd you treat this like your World Series? It was just a random dude. Like the guy's a competitor. Soto hits that ball. He wanted to get him out. Like, I don't understand why, how someone could be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, dude, he got an out.
Yes, I do hate when fans give athletes a hard time for trying too hard.
Right.
It's like, oh, all right, so you don't get it at all. Also, celebrating injuries is low-class bum
Bush
stuff.
League, New York stuff.
But do you feel better about it?
I like knowing.
Dr. Przinski chimed in.
Yeah, I like knowing what kind of the injury is. All right. Now know that it's 2 small rib fractures and not 2 big rib fractures or 3 big rib fractures. So, you know.
All right.
For me, it's the he'll be okay that that's just so open-ended.
He'll be okay.
Will it be okay in 15 days when he's eligible to come off the IL?
Or but also,
do we mean he's not going to lose
like
a leg?
The exact conversation you have with your friend when you get hurt doing something. It's like, oh, man, that looks bad. What'd you do? Yeah, it's accidentally, you know, did this, whatever. I'll be okay. You're always going to try to be tough guy with your buddy.
Well, I guess in the,
in the
realm of
ran over
rib
my butt
injuries,
with the lawnmower. I'll be all right.
Had it been more serious, he probably would have told him that too. So
maybe. Yeah, but good. Like, hopefully that's true, and hopefully it's because that's the thing about it. We have no idea what the timeline is going to be on this thing for sales ribs.
I'm expecting it to be a while.
That's why, so, me too.
And that's more just because, not because I know medically it's going to, it just like, I'm just setting myself up. I can't put myself in a mindset where they're like, he's going to miss like 3 starts, then I'll be back.
That would be amazing.
It'd be great, but I can't do that to myself.
Yeah, you just think about it from a logical standpoint of, all right, he's a pitcher.
I'm sitting here like, I don't know.
And when you
like
throw a baseball,
mid-August,
you're torquing your ribs around a lot, and it's probably going to hurt. And it also just doesn't seem like one of those things that you can kind of like rub dirt on and get past, you know? Like there are certain injuries where, you know, maybe the function of your job, you can avoid it a little bit. Pitching and ribs is not one of those
things.
Well,
let's look at Acuna, right? Ozuna. Ozuna's playing with a hip tear.
Mm-hmm.
It is impacting him in some manner,
right,
or they never would have brought
but
up.
He's still able
he's
to
able
do
to swing.
His job.
Maybe he loses a slight amount of power, maybe not. Right. I think it's more affecting probably as a base runner.
I mean, he's definitely affected by it. There's no question. Right, Ozuna?
Sure.
But
I don't know but he can play through it, and you also have no
all
option.
I know is his numbers since he told us that he's hurt are
awful.
He's
hitting like 250 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Right. But there's no better option. It's just like anybody talking about what do you mean send Michael Harris down to the minors and do what? Put who out there?
Who's down there that's going to be up here to replace him? Like some asinine thoughts that I
Yeah, you're not going to – I mean, you're not –
The Braves have one of the worst farm systems in all of baseball right now.
You trying to see Eli White out there every single day or
– We saw him.
Yeah, we've seen that.
What happened?
Baseball will find him.
Yeah.
And the play will not be made.
And that's the other thing about it is he's doing great out there. Like, Michael Harris playing great center field. Now, it's not – making up for what he's doing at the plate. Like what he's doing at the plate.
But it helps.
It helps. And when you stack it up.
Keeps his war positive.
When you stack it up against what the other options are, then he's justifying it for sure. But at a certain point, like, you know, the catchers are amazing, but it'd be really nice to get the runner in from third base, you know?
It'll happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I would be prepared for anything less than a month with Sale. I mean, it's going to be August at some point, we assume. Fanatics Fest happened over the weekend. Tom Brady won the whole thing.
What is that?
$1 million.
What is Fanatics Fest?
It's a big festival. Fanatics bought the rights to – it was a festival that happens in New York City. It's a big sports festival, trading cards, wrestling stuff. There was a whole – kind of like SEC Media Day or SEC Fanfare.
So it's like a Comic-Con sort of thing, but for sports cards and fans.
Kind of like what's going to happen at All-Star Village.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big festival. They have panels and stuff like that, which Kevin Durant was sitting in on a panel when he found
this
out.
This is the first year it's been called Fanatics Fest,
second.
Right? Oh, second. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So for all the athletes and celebrities in the building, there was a $1 million contest that did entail a WWE entrance that Tom Brady had a mediocre one. He came down, ripped a Eli Manning jersey out of a fan's hand and ripped it up into shreds, or two pieces anyway. Then after winning Fanatics Fest, Tom Brady and Gronk thought it would be a good idea to throw a Lombardi trophy to each other again.
Hey. Ah! Oh! You broke it! You broke it!
I didn't break it!
Dude!
You threw it way too
you
hard!
You broke it!
You're supposed to soft...
How do you break a trophy?
Soft touch. Have that soft touch when you throw it. You threw it really hard.
You are washed up.
Yeah.
Now, Gronk was in uniform. Tom Brady was in a suit, and there were cameras rolling. I don't think that breaking this trophy, which it was probably a replica, I would assume, was what they meant to do. Brady throws the trophy to Gronk. Gronk breaks the top off of it. I don't think that part was intentional.
It does remind
made
you...
made it kind of funny, though.
The hilarious... I mean, Tom Brady drunk on that boat really was...
Yeah.
Just fantastic. And he really did throw the Lombardi trophy from one boat to another.
Across the water.
Now, luckily it was caught and everything was okay, but that really did happen. Like, that was that was some wild drunk behavior from a guy that you don't see that from very often.
Well, I just don't think he'd been drunk in like 9 years.
It had been a while.
It's been a long
and
time,
it just,
yes.
Yeah.
It'll
that
sneak
was probably
up on you.
Three beers for Tom.
By the way, the way they spoke about it afterwards, I think it was planned.
It did sound
breaking
like
the trophy.
Yeah,
just throwing
I don't know the way
it's
that
obviously
their voices
not the
sound.
Real Lombardi.
No,
trophy.
It wasn't.
The way
I
that their voices sounded like it was a little bit like scripted or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know how you
so.
Can kind of tell when someone's acting. It sounded like they were acting.
And Gronk is not a good actor, so if he's acting, you can tell.
Yeah, I think so. I think I have a pretty good radar for like because people will do those Instagram videos, prank videos sometimes, and sometimes they're fake, and you can just tell.
Yeah.
It's like, those people all knew what was going on.
Right.
They're acting. Like, you can see the guy mouthing the other guy's lines while the other guy's talking. You're not fooling me. I think that's what happened there.
Tyreek Hill was also at Fanatics Fest and got to meet a childhood hero of his.
How's it going, man?
Fucking Tom, dog. Yo. I've never been starstruck before, bro. You talking about back in the day when I used to play the Nintendo 64? This is who I got, bro. This is who... Y'all know who this
Goldeneye?
Is?
Yeah.
Who is it, then?
Mario Kart?
Oh, you put her on the spot. And
who is it? Who is it? Julius. Who is this?
It was, of course, The Undertaker.
Ah.
Did not know that Tyreek Hill was a wrestling fan at all. Tyreek Hill gets to meet The Undertaker at Fanatics Fest. That was a pretty cool moment. Watching that video, he is actually starstruck.
Who would you be most starstruck to meet?
Oh, wow.
Paul Skeens?
Not really.
He's pretty young.
I'm 20 years older than
Paul
Skeens.
Yeah, it has to be somebody
pretty
older
cool
than you,
to meet
right?
him.
Yeah.
I think it'd have to be, like, I don't... Starstruck, it's a weird term because, like, I think we've been around, like, pretty high-level athletes.
Yeah.
I think it'd have to be probably, like, Tom Cruise might be, like, oh, crap, that's Tom Cruise sort of thing. Like, yeah. I don't think it would be an athlete. I don't know.
I got really starstruck when we got to interview Mary J. Blige a couple of years ago for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most starstruck I've been in a while. I was like, oh, I really don't want to ask a dumb question here. Let's try to make these good and get some good answers and make her laugh, maybe. That'd be cool. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a good enough interview and she'll want to be friends. Maybe when she comes to town, we can get some backstage passes and we can
How's
get to know
going?
Each other. None of that happened, but she didn't hate my questions. But I was nervous about that one. I think I would be starstruck if I met Tiger Woods. I'd be starstruck about that.
Yeah.
When I was in college, Sean Kemp owned a bar in Seattle, and he would just be there. Like, he owned it and would just hang out, and you could just go buy him a shot, and he'd take a shot with you. So that was kind of fun. We'd just go take shots with Sean Kemp.
A similar situation.
It was striking at first, and then it was like, oh, he's just as drunk as we are. This is great.
I had a similar run-in with Pete Rose. At a bar restaurant called Pete Rose's.
Have
in
you ever
Boca.
Considered getting a bowl cut wig and being Pete Rose?
No.
For Halloween?
I have not.
You could.
Charlie Hustle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you see it?
You do kind of resemble it.
You see it.
All right. I don't think that's a compliment, but yeah. All right.
Plus you gamble on your own team. Everybody knows that. Banned from baseball, probably. All right. We'll come back and get to the final hour of the show, although he's unbanned now that he's dead. Final hour of the show coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.